Hello, greetings and welcome.
Yeah, hello to you.
What are you talking to, or who are you talking to?
Talking to the neighbor.
Oh. What's up with Minerva?
She wants to sit in the pyramid.
Oh, well.
Now she'll get all interactive. Oh. Okay. Hello, greetings, and welcome to November the 5th, 1996. Channeling session live from Heavy Space. Tonight, present, we have John and Russell Allen. Greetings.
Greetings.
Did I get it correct?
Uh-huh. Well, Tom and Eric said hi.
She's sitting patiently
outside. Uncle Russ says hi.
She goes, put those away. Thank you. Okay. Kind of like that, she's sitting. Come here. Come on. Yeah, come on. Change her. Yeah.
I know what a booty head is.
Fine. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Oh, I see. Okay, questions.
Well, politics and the elections.
Mm-hmm.
Your viewpoints on it, and how is we looking now that we have come up to the end of this for predictions and
okay.
How it's all working out.
Government's going to come to a standstill in the next 2 years.
Okay.
That is not a prediction. What is going to occur is going to be quite messy.
Now, does it work better if the Republicans have maintained control of the Senate and the House?
If they control the House. If they do not, then go to level two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If not, then we maintain on level three, but we're hovering close to level two.
And you say it's going to come to a stop mainly because of conflicts between the president and the Congress? Or if the Congress had turned Democratic and the president turned Democratic?
Then we would have automatically have gone to DEFCON 2 without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What will cause government to stop them?
I'll give you a clue. Not guilty. You are pardoned. You are pardoned.
So
how can that possibly shut down our government?
Because the people would get upset, because these people have been convicted and indicted of embezzlement, all sorts of things, misappropriation of funds. The question remains is, as I've stated in the past, is he really that fit to not know what was going on around him?
According to what you say, yes, he was. Hillary was the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But he cannot be held unaccountable.
Yeah, but the American public knows that already. That he's guilty of all this shit. And they overwhelmingly voted for him.
Overwhelmingly?
Overwhelmingly.
Only 8% difference? Overwhelmingly? That's not overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly would be 20% difference.
Well, the electoral vote, at least, is overwhelming.
Just 8%. That's not that big. It's not a landslide.
That's the popular vote. That's half our population voting.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the voting population decided to vote. Half of the voting population decided not to.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, it is not a landslide victory. 50% of the population that can vote did not. Why?
They need to
move. No. They don't care anymore. Correct.
Well, there is a chance in your odds and calculations that Clinton will not pardon anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And what if that does not happen?
He's still going to get into a lot of trouble. Anything that he does that involves possibly shutting down any investigation, any stopping of wrongdoing or prosecutions of wrongdoings is going to upset a lot of people in the government. Ethically, the White House at this time has more people indicted, more people under investigation, more people mysteriously dying than all the other White Houses put together. So, what is wrong with the situation? What is wrong with the picture?
Nothing's wrong with it. It's perfect. It fits into the exact pattern that we're supposed to be living.
That's right. The ones that we have discussed for so long and the predictions or scenarios that we've worked out.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, but
beginning of our next evolutionary advancement process.
Mm-hmm. The way to look at it is, whatever happens, you guys have got to survive it, right? To learn the lessons. Pass on the lessons, correct. It doesn't matter if the House in the next elections in 2 years turns totally Democrat and the Senate turns totally Democrat. The House will probably turn totally Democrat. Now, the problem I have, and this is not related, is I can't understand why that a group of individuals that are, for want of a better word, morally bankrupt, right? I mean, you would not commit adultery, would you?
I don't know. That's all relative.
Yeah. But for power.
No.
You would not sleep with your boss's wife so that you could get a better position by her saying, yeah, this guy's a real good guy. Let's bump him up a bit.
No, I don't think I'd do something like that.
What about you, Russ?
Well, the fact that I have committed adultery doesn't count as a waste of power, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose not.
So, but yet these people are doing it all the time.
Oh, that's politics.
Yeah.
Neither Johnny nor I are anything into politics.
Mm-hmm. We're politicians.
Yeah.
We don't care about all that stuff. That's all there is to mention.
Yeah, but you, okay, another way of looking at it is this Oriental gentleman, Young, or whatever he's called, the one that disappeared for close to a month. The White House knew nothing of where he was.
I don't even know who you're talking
about. The LiPo investigation to do with money going into the Democratic Party from Indonesia.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Now, the White House said that they had no idea where he was, correct?
Ooh. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, but the FBI, no, the Secret Service logs confirmed that he talked to the White House 9 times in that time that he was disappeared. 27 times. Thank you. He visited 9 times. Isn't that a little bit odd when the White House is saying that they don't know where he is, but yet he's visited?
Yeah, they do that shit all the time. A lot of people come to visit. I just lost track of that. A lot of young people.
Very likely. Very likely. Sarcasm in my voice.
Well, Tia, last week I brought this whole thing up on the fact that it doesn't matter what happens,
mm-hmm.
as the fact that, it is for our learning lessons. And
yeah.
But me and you got off and into it and all this kind of stuff, and now this week you're agreeing with me.
No, I'm not agreeing with it. I'm
you
saying
just
that
said that it won't matter in 2 years whether the House turns.
But Democratic, there's nothing that we can do about it.
Well, I know that. That's what I'm for.
What I would like is something to change. The fact that I know a lot of what's going to come, you don't. I want things to change. I would love them to change. It is important to create change. I really do want them to change. I cannot believe that people would fall for this
look at the alternative. Dole?
Yeah, snow.
God, what a waste. I mean, you give us somebody that we can believe it and want to vote for, sure. You know, I'll change parties in a hot second.
Okay, let's look at it.
This was a waste.
He is not very good at talking to groups of people, but he is a networker. He is a political person, more than Clinton is. Much, much more. Clinton is a showman.
Right.
Dole is a doer. Everything that Clinton has ever done has been for show.
Yeah, but he won the election. So what difference does all this make? Snow is retired. He's not going to do another fucking thing for the rest of his life. Clinton is the president for the next 4 years. Until he gets impeached.
Don't underestimate Dole. Don't underestimate him.
He's done. He's in his 70s. He's in his,
Okay, let us...
Trump Thurmond's 93. He just got reelected.
Okay, let's look at it this way, Johnny. Okay. Let's say Dole... let's say Clinton gets impeached, right? Who's next in line?
Gore.
Okay. Gore gets dragged in. Clinton implicates Gore, right? Who's next in line? The Speaker of the House is then.
Yeah, I'm well aware and of our political system.
Yeah.
How it works.
Okay. So there's going to be a need for a vice president if Newt Gingrich becomes president. I don't think Newt Gingrich is going to accept the nomination in the presidency. I think that he would nominate somebody that has some experience. Now, it is unlikely that Gore will get dragged in, but Gore will not get reelected because Gore has a problem, a very serious problem that became visible in his last speech. Now, what is your impression of Gore when he makes a speech?
Friendly, good-natured.
Very stiff and formal. Very stiff.
Not at all, actually.
That is the reputation that he has, as being very stiff and wooden.
Okay. Personal enlightenment and advancement more important than what the president is doing?
Yes, but there are other ways to achieve this goal. Certainly they're longer, but the fact remains that basically the double standards are speeding things up. What is going to happen is going to happen whether it is in 2 years or 6 years. There's no stopping it. But the fact remains that somebody that is a liar and a cheat and a murderer is given free rein.
So you don't think he has the best interest in the country at heart?
No. He has the best interest of one person and one person only.
But doesn't that follow suit with the best interest of the country?
No.
If the country falls to pieces, then so does he. Now, why would him...
Not necessarily.
Why not?
If the country falls to pieces, he's the guy that tried to stop it.
Well, he goes to pieces with everybody else first, before anybody else.
No, he would never let that happen.
Yeah, he would, because he'd get blamed for it.
No, he won't. I mean...
I disagree.
That's your choice to disagree. But the thing remains that this person has been given, he's been exonerated from everything. Yeah, he's been exonerated from murder. He's been exonerated from adultery. Not just once, but many, many times. He's been exonerated from drug dealing, from laundering money. You name it, he's done it. That's illegal. What sort of standards does this set for the recovery?
He won't be part of the recovery.
But he makes it longer and harder.
Like I'm saying, he'll be the first up against the wall.
But his actions have made it longer and harder. It's a moral thing.
Well, okay.
If
I don't want to get into moral grounds with you except for this once.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll try not to do it ever again, but for this once, I'm going to stand up for the president. And not for what he's done or what he's going to do, but to what it's going to lead to. Okay. Now, I'm going to take us back in a time a little bit back here to 1974.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Nixon.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Elected to the presidency. And, you know, at the time, he was looking like a great white hope.
He was elected in 72.
72. Okay. 2 years later, you know, problems coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking Whitewater. I mean, Watergate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, look at the aftermath of Watergate. Now, this wasn't probably as bad as what we're going to be looking at in the future,
mm-hmm.
as far as what happened from Watergate. But our view of the presidency, our view of government, had all turned around 180 degrees from when it was before he got elected to the time where he got post-elected, when mm-hmm. he got impeached. All right? We saw that government could not function and the country could not function with a president who was above the law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I saw politics at that point become a higher ideal than what had previously been. Now, with what we're looking at in the future, a similar thing is going to be happening. Clinton will show the world that he is above the law. A second mm-hmm. Nixon. Okay?
No, he's going to make Nixon look like a wimp.
All right. Even better.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, again, we'll see America and its, you know, people believing then that, you know, the president has to answer to the people, not mm-hmm. to himself, but to the people. And our whole ideals of what the president should stand for, what government should stand for,
mm-hmm.
will be refreshed and renewed as it was after Watergate, only more so because it'll be so much worse than what happened with Nixon.
No. First part, yes. But the thing is that you are forgetting certain organizations that are almost at the point of revolution already. The Michigan militia. All these militias are going to start arming themselves really rapidly. Now, we're not going to go into case scenario C. Not yet. But if he is impeached, right, and then found not guilty, right, for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
right, which has happened before, that somebody that is as guilty as all hell gets off scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? You're going to have a group of individuals going to say that this is the biggest load of codswallop ever. That the political system does not work. Let's do something about it. And they're going to take somebody that's been long dead as their figurehead. And his quote is, a little bit of revolution is good from time to time.
Jefferson?
Mm-hmm. This is where the problems start. That if he is found not guilty,
mm-hmm.
which is unlikely, but there is that possibility, then things are going to get really nasty, because the fact remains that he is guilty. A lot of people know he's guilty. And they were just waiting for the reason to join the bandwagon. There's a lot of people out there that are out for themselves. There's a lot of people that are out there for others to help. This person that is in charge is going to be a rallying call in the opposite for them. That is, he will be the focus of their hatred.
Okay, we're speaking of the militias. Now let's talk about...
Hold on, I don't finish. Sorry. If they join together, then the country is in great jeopardy. There will be no United States. It would be a very un-united bunch of individuals. Now, this is where case scenario C comes into play. The scenario of mass rioting, which there will be riots coming up. With the mass rioting, mass exodus of the population. These are things to watch out for. Precursors for it will be Clinton being impeached and then exonerated. An increase in arms on the street, an increase in violence, an increase in drug use. All these things, and I'm not talking about a little bit of pot from time to time. I'm talking about coke. What's it? Yeah, the heavy stuff, crank, all that stuff. That will go through the roof. Then the problems will really start. I mean, you're already close to a boiling point in the big cities anyway. Who controls the cities?
Government and police.
Not the gangs. There are certain areas that the police won't go into.
No, there's certain areas that some police won't go into, but other police will. No place is unpoliceable.
I'd like to see you down in Compton.
I've been in Compton.
Recently?
How could I be?
Well. Well. Or East Harlem.
I mean, I've been Riverside. In Watts. I've been in Compton. I've been in Gardena, Hawthorne. Live in Hawthorne.
But they went
Inglewood.
They went that bad back then.
I can't see them be any worse now. I would have heard if they were worse. And I've never heard anything different from when I was down there.
So drive-by shootings were a common everyday experience when you lived there.
Yeah, pretty much.
People being shot every day was very much a common experience. That will spread. Anyway, I've done my dissertation, given my monologue, dialogue.
Epilogue.
As Curie says sometimes, blow it out your ears, Russ.
I thought it was kind of...
Don't bring my ears into this.
Oh. Greetings and felicitations. Welcome.
Greetings, Gorton.
Greetings, Russ. Greetings, Johnny. Let us proceed. Concerning Tia's predictions. Tia and her emotions do tend to get in the way from time to time. But under her emotional outbursts, there is a lot of truth in what she says. She is an invaluable supply of reasoning, information, and data. Sadly, her emotions do get in the way from time to time. What she states and addresses is quite truthful. It is just the way she words things. That is her way of doing things. To understand the upcoming events and to make them more clearer, it is necessary to set aside political interests and to address the problems, as Tia would put it, of the moral situation. What is to come? There is no way around it. It is coming at you head on. To use an analogy, it is a locomotive and you're on the tracks. Catch it or hop out the way. As it approaches, it is necessary to be prepared. You are doing that. That is good. But it is necessary to put aside opinions and views and to work together for the common goal. The analogy of a train on the tracks is very accurate. For the same effect for those standing on the tracks, if they are hit by it, will be the same. Not necessarily death and annihilation, but certainly a wounding of the psyche. It is necessary to be adjusted and prepared for the transition. What is to come is necessary. Questions, please.
Yes, so we are, in essence, then, standing on the side of the tracks, watching the train go by, hitting people on the way.
No, I said you were on the tracks.
Okay.
It is your choice on where you stand and what you do.
I'm just trying to work with the analogy. All right, now, what I said about an epilogue is sort of apt in the fact that you were looking at a ending to this chapter in Earth's history.
No. This is the beginning.
Okay.
It would not be an epilogue. It was more...
Introduction?
Prologue-like.
Prologue. All right, excellent. All right. Now, one of the things that I see, and we haven't discussed this, but I'd like to right now, is the group of individuals who are more spiritually aware than others. And their responses and how they view and deal with the situation coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Tia's prediction of the government coming to a standstill, is it possible that they're looking at now the government isn't behind us, we have only ourselves, and go within that point to find themselves?
Yes. I would like to add to Tia's comments that this current situation started 30 years ago with Lyndon Johnson. Let us take care of you. Let us supply you with food, housing, money, whatever you desire, we will supply. You are no longer reliant on yourselves. You are reliant on the handouts from the government. Does your money that you work for belong to you or the government?
Most of it belongs to us.
Johnny?
Government gets their brochure.
But who owns your money?
I do.
Do you not have a right to decide how much you wish to pay?
I should, but I don't. I don't have that right.
How much tax do you pay?
I'd say 20%.
I figure minus 17%. If you don't count what I pay for sales taxes.
Something like that, right in there roughly.
Russ is quite correct in saying sales tax. Everything is taxed. The heating that you are receiving is taxed. The lighting that you receive is taxed. The food that you eat has hidden taxes in it. As we have discussed in the past, Johnny, about hidden taxes. Things are hidden. Everything is taxed. Is it right that everything should be taxed?
I don't know. The way I was taught was taxes is what you pay to live in a civilized society. And right now we live in the greatest country on this planet.
And the greatest country is one of the greatest debtors. If you become reliant on yourselves and work and give what you think is fair to the government, not what they want, how many stealth bombers does your country really need? How many nuclear reactors does your country really need? How many people does your country really need to go around monitoring the quality of tree leaves? If you are educated as you are, then you would understand that it is wrong to pollute the air. You would understand, as you do understand, that it is wrong to pollute water. After all, you do drink the water. You do drink the air. You do participate in what is going on. But it is wrong to say that the government must take care of you. The government is there to work for you. You pay them to do what you wish, not what they want. You do not pay them to take care of you, to make sure you do not get hurt. It sounds more like, to me, a situation that occurred eons ago before I ascended on my planet, when we were getting ready in the same situation that you were. The planet was run by basically an organized crime, as you would call it. We called it a government. We paid them to leave us alone, to let us take care of ourselves. If we did not pay them, they would come in and interfere and say that what we did was against their law, that we had to pay them so that we could live alone. This is what your government is doing with its tax systems. They are cramping your lifestyle to do what you wish with your rights. And this is creating the problem. When you pay with sales taxes, approximately 40 to 50% of your income, then what does that leave you? If you earn $400 of your dollars a week, you in actual fact only have $200 of that, which means that you are cramped in your development. To develop, you have to have more income. But yet, the harder you work, the more they tax you. Tia informed me the other day that Mark was very upset with the tax system. I did some research. Do you know that Mark works close to 20 hours overtime at 1.5 times his normal pay and ended up $5 poorer off than if he had worked just his normal time? Is that right? Is it right that your government penalizes you for working hard?
No, but we choose that.
Certainly you choose it. And it is necessary to use these analogies and to put this tone in my voice to get the point across that your government has become corrupt. It is wrong. It is not just one individual. It is the whole entire organization. By taking down the one individual that is seen as the cause of the problem or the worst offender, then you are taking down the whole entire government. Nobody will trust the government again. This is what is happening. Do you trust your government?
No.
Russ?
Yes.
I'll ask you again. Do you trust your government? And well, tell me the
maybe
truth.
Maybe I am naive. But yes, I do, Corton. I do trust my government.
I see difference in you, Russ.
Well, maybe, but I can't put a finger on it what I wouldn't trust.
Do you trust the Republicans?
I don't know enough about them to know whether I do or not. But
so you distrust by your statement. You just said you do not know enough about them. That sure. Is distrust. That is lack of trust.
Lack
so
of
you
knowledge.
Distrust half of your government, which means that you distrust the whole entire government because you cannot distrust a half of a person or half of an organization. Is that correct?
Yeah, I suppose. I've never really studied government to know, you know, really the difference between the two parties as far as what, you know, one wants to do compared to what the other do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you listen to the politics, you hear them going off on each other about basically the same things.
Yes.
Each one is doing the same thing. So for me, Republicans or Democrats, it's all one big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I look at it, maybe it's just media, but what is there not to trust? What are they doing that is untrustworthy?
That would take too long to get into. However, there is somebody that is trying to do something about it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he did not get very much of the vote.
No,
the person himself is not suited for the job. That is why they did so poorly. But his concept is very, very good.
So with a different figurehead and more support, it could be a true challenge? Or that party could be a true challenge?
That party could be the winners.
Hmm.
Their ideas are very sound. They are a very moralistic bunch of individuals. However, sadly, it is a little too late. There is nothing that can be changed. The emotional facts remain the same. People will be upset. People will cry. Trouble and storms are coming. More questions, please.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, John.
Well, instead of dwelling on politics and what we already know, what else can we do that we're not doing to prepare for the storms and the train?
There is not much more that you can do. You are proceeding, as we have suggested in the past, with caution. It is necessary for you to watch. Now is the time to be quiet about your preparations and to be ready.
Okay. So don't address them on the internet if it comes up on a channeling session.
We will leave that to your discretion. Situations do change and individuals do become a part of things going on. Last question from each of you.
Okay, well, we brought up earlier the New Age movement and how with the change in the government and its failure to the people, people will be looking toward their minds now. Where do we go as far as with our teaching to push this on at an accelerated pace?
If you go on an accelerated pace, then you cause more harm. It is necessary, as has been stated in the past and will be stated again, caution. Take your time. If the lessons are not complete, they will find other ways of completing their lessons. Do not accelerate. I have told you in the past, never hurry things. They will get there soon enough. Okay. Young man?
I'm going to abstain right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for
it. Thank you.
Okay. Frank. Okay. Any more questions for me?
I'll work on it.
Okay.
How's your emotions doing?
Frank. Hello and welcome.
Hi, Frank.
Greetings.
Take it, sport at drop.
I think she should never have told you what it meant.
Well, I think just the way she says it doesn't have to know what it means to know what she's saying.
Yes, yeah, the tone.
The tone is
there. The tone does a lot.
Mm-hmm. Just if she was to spit out as she said that, it would eat into things.
Okay. Good editorial. We've gotten lots of comments back on it.
Yes, it seems like it was a raving success.
It was. From now on, you get the co-byline on this one, darling.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you write past it.
Well, it is a team effort.
But that last part is truly inspired.
Mm-hmm. As I said at the time, I think that Mark's changing of the wording was a little bit of a good idea.
Yeah, I agree.
Looking back on it retrospectively, I don't think it would have worked quite as well. It would have worked well, but not quite as well. It gave it that little... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where that takes you back in time, kind of thing.
Yes. Well, people do like nostalgia. Mm-hmm. So how's it going, John?
Good. How's things with you?
Oh, couldn't be better. Could not be better.
Well, sweetheart, what do you do about Christmas?
Well,
I don't think the Jeep idea is going to work.
I'm not really sure on how to proceed with something like that.
I don't either.
It's been a long time for me.
Well, I'll think of something. I'm trying to think of Christmas presents for the kids. I was up on the base when it worked.
Yeah, thanks.